You mean your living water?
Well, no, these are kind that you, that sometimes you see after a rain, you see them all over the ground.
Tree frog.
Okay. And the things you dig up for bait.
Worms.
Now, what different kinds are there?
Well, there's red worms and night crawlers and grub worms.
And these things with hard shells are called. This is an animal that moves along the ground very slowly.
Tarpon or turtle?
Yeah, now what's the difference between those two?
Well, they call the tarpon a dry land tarpon.
Uh-huh.
And you see those around the woods or out in the fields uh-huh. along the highway, and turtles use around water.
Uh-huh. I see.
Streams of some kind.
And what about these other little things that you see in the water that they're kind of move backwards? Sometimes I see them in creeks more than...
Crawfish.
Yeah. Do you ever call them anything else?
No, that's not what I usually call them.
Do you ever call them crayfish or crawdads?
I've heard them called crawdads.
Uh-huh. And this is something, this is a saltwater thing, something like a crawfish, except it's when they're boiled, they get pink. They get kind of pink.
Crab?
Well, it's something like crab. I was thinking of shrimp.
Shrimp.
Okay, and this is a kind of a thing that flies around a candle at night.
Candle fly.
Alright, and then there's something similar to that that gets into your clothes if you don't have...
Moths.
Yeah, and would that be one or more, as you said?
Moth.
Okay, just one would be called as one.
Moth.
Alright. And these little things that fly around outside, you see them at night and they light up?
Lightning bug.
Alright. And this is a kind of an insect that has kind of a long, slender body, and you see them down near the water, near a spring or a creek, and they fly pretty close to the ground sometimes. They have long, slender wings.
Killdee.
Well, now, what's a killdee? Is that a bird or an insect?
It's a bird.
Well, this is an insect. Might call it a snake something. Snake
feeder.
Yeah, sure, that's right. Now, what other kinds of stinging insects are there?
Oh, there's bees, honeybees, bumblebees, yellow jackets, hornets.
And how about
the wasp?
Now, what about a wasp that doesn't sting and builds a nest out of mud?
Mud dauber.
All right. And you think of a yellow jacket as a hornet or a wasp?
I'd say on the order of a hornet.
Do they have all of those around here?
Yes, sir.
Now, what is a yellow jacket's nest like?
Well, they use a building in the ground.
And they
make honey.
Uh-huh.
Polecats will dig them out of the ground.
Is that right?
Get their honey.
Uh-huh. I didn't know that. The
hornet uses a build up a tree or post mm-hmm. or on a limb.
And how about the wasp?
They build anywhere under the eaves of the house or on limbs or
I see.
Briars.
Uh-huh. And what is the difference in appearance between a hornet and a wasp?
Well, a wasp is long type
uh-huh.
and a hornet's more, it's round. And
how about the color?
Well, I've seen them black wasps and I've seen them yellow.
Uh-huh.
So and a hornet, they're usually striped.
Uh-huh.
Grayish, maybe a white stripe or something.
And then, how about these little things that fly around and draw blood? You have to swat them.
horsefly.
Yeah, well, these are little, very slender things. And when they bite you, they leave a welt and it itches.
Oh, chiggers.
All right, now chiggers big under your skin, don't they?
Yeah.
But these things just fly around and they fly on you and they try to draw blood out. And they used to carry malaria.